读新约圣经以弗所书第三章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 3 in the New Testament.
新约圣经以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3 in the New Testament.
第一节。因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。
For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles.
量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。
If indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace which was given to me for you.
用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的。
That by revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in brief.
你们念了就晓得，我深知基督的奥秘。
And by referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ.
这奥秘在以前的时代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
Which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
To be specific, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
Of which I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of His power.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ.
又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
And to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things.
为着借着教会。为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
In order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧、笃信不疑地来到神面前。
In whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him.
所以我求你们，不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
Therefore, I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations on your behalf, for they are your glory.
因此我在父面前屈膝。
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father.
天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us.
但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
我们圣经先读到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们在你面前何等的欢喜。
Lord, how we rejoice before your presence.
因为你实在是满了慈爱、满了恩典的神。
Because you are a God who is full of mercy and loving kindness.
无论从前我们对你有多少的经历。
Regardless of what our great experiences are in the past.
没有办法穷尽你这长阔高深的爱。
We cannot exhaust the breadth and length and height and depth of your love.
愿早晨你的圣灵带我们再一次进入你这长阔高深的大爱。
May this Holy Spirit lead us into the breadth and length and height and depth of your love this morning.
你来扩充我们每一个人的度量。
And expand all of our capacities.
转我们的眼目都定睛在基督的身上。
Turn our eyes and fix our gazes upon Christ himself.
早晨你借着圣灵来开启我们。
Open your will to us through the Holy Spirit this morning.
把你在这历史历代里面所隐藏的奥秘开启在我们的里面。
So that you can reveal the mystery that has been hidden in all generations and times in us.
愿你的旨意成就在我们中间，如同行在天上一样。
May your will be done in us as it is in heaven.
主啊，你怜悯我们。
Lord, be merciful to us.
让我们在这里都摸着你的同在。
So that we can all touch your presence.
我们一同谦卑地在主的面前来等候。
We wait humbly before you.
我们都愿意听见神儿子的声音。
We all desire to hear the voice of the Son.
你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们知道以弗所书是一卷非常丰富的书信。
We know that the book of Ephesians is a very abundant book.
它非常的丰富。
It is very rich.
它的范围非常的广。
It covers a very, very broad scope.
它的启示非常的深。
The revelations are also very deep.
看它带领我们到的是何等的高。
It can also lead us to a very great height.
所以有的人说这是一卷长阔高深的一卷书。
So some people say that this is a book that contains the breadth and length and height and depth.
所以我们在这里只是讲一点点的重点。
Even though we're only touching upon the key points here.
好像略略的鸟瞰一下。
We're just taking a very peek, sneak preview.
所以我们是在盼望弟兄姊妹能够回去再把这一卷宝贵的书信好好的自己在主的面前来阅读。
We desire all the brothers and sisters to read this precious epistle again afterwards.
我们相信主所赐给我们的要多而又多。
We trust that the Lord wants to give more and more to us.
绝不止这么一点点。
There's more to follow.
实在是多而又多。
Truly, it is more and more.
弟兄姊妹，这卷书信对于我们每一个神的儿女来讲都是非常重要的。
This epistle is very important to every single children of God.
因为它告诉我们，教会乃是基督的身体。
Because it tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情实在是太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so critical.
教会乃是基督的彰显。
A church is the manifestation of Christ.
是基督的丰满。
It is the fullness of Christ.
教会就是基督的表现。
The church is the manifestation of Christ.
你也可以说教会就是基督。
You can also say that the church is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这件事实在需要赐人智慧启示的灵来光照我们的心眼。
This matter really needs to be revealed by the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the eyes of our heart.
因为对这件事的认识关乎到神永远的心意。
Because this concerns the eternal purpose of God.
神要到了日期满足的时候。
At the fullness of time.
照着他所安排的。
In accordance with his
administration. 天上地下。一切都在基督里面同归于一个元首之下。
And all, he will put all things in subjection under one leader.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是何等荣耀的心意。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a glorious will.
而这神永远的旨意乃是借着教会带进来的。
And this eternal purpose of God was ushered in by the church.
到第二章特别又继续给我们看见教会不仅是基督的身体。
In chapter 2, it shows us that not only is the church the body of Christ,
教会也是神的家。
The church is also God's household.
是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
This is where the Holy Spirit, God dwells through the Holy Spirit.
还有在这里彰显他的荣耀。
And this is where the manifestation of His glory.
还有发表他的心意。
This is the revealing of His desire.
还有施行他自己的权柄。
This is where He would rule and reign.
所以这里面你看见神国的实际。
So you can see the reality of the God's kingdom.
所以我们在第二章里看见神借着恩典。
So we see that in chapter 2, through grace,
借着宝血,
through His precious blood,
借着十字架, 借着圣灵,
through the cross and through the Holy Spirit,
让神可以得着一个安息的所在,
we'll find a dwelling place for God.
弟兄姊妹, 这件事实在是太重要了。
This is so critical, brothers and sisters.
到了第三章, 这里又特别给我们指出来。
He particularly pointed out in chapter 3 here,
教会不仅是基督的身体,
The church not only is the body of Christ,
不仅它是神的家,
not only is the church the God's household,
在第三章第四节,
in verse 4 in chapter 3,
特别告诉我们教会乃是基督的奥秘。
He particularly mentioned that the church is the mystery of Christ.
当我们读圣经的时候,
as we read the Bible,
在圣经里面就着主要的这个这个点来讲，主要的内容来讲，只有两个最主要的奥秘。
In the Bible, if you encompass the whole Bible, there are only two mysteries mentioned.
主要的两个最主要的奥秘。
Two key mysteries in the Bible.
一个是在哥罗西书里面所告诉我们的。
The first mystery is in
哥罗西书第二章那里告诉我们说神的奥秘。
In Colossians chapter 2, it talks about the mystery of God.
在那里特别清楚地告诉我们神的奥秘就是基督。
Colossians clearly tells us that God's mystery is Christ himself.
为什么神的奥秘就是基督呢?
Why is it that God's mystery is Christ?
如果有人想认识神。
If someone wants to know God.
如果你想知道这一位创造宇宙万有的神是怎样的一位神。
If you want to know this God who created the universe and the world.
你就来看基督。
Then you have to look at Christ.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的住在基督的里面。
Because in Christ, all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form.
我们的主在地上的时候说，你们看见我就是看见父。
When our Lord was on this earth, he said that when you behold me, you behold the Father.
他就是神荣耀所发出的光辉，他就是神本体的真相。
He is the representation of his true glory, and he is the true exact representation of his nature.
所以神的奥秘就是基督。
Therefore, the mystery of God is Christ.
你要想知道神里面的奥秘，你就来看基督。
If you want to know God's mystery, you have to look at Christ.
那么今天人看不见基督。
Today we cannot behold Christ.
但人要想认识基督。
But we want to know Christ.
人要想得着基督。
And we want to gain Christ.
人今天就来看教会。
Then you have to look at the church.
如果教会的光景是正常的,
if the condition of the church is normal,
教会就是基督的奥秘,
the church is the mystery of Christ.
就是把基督里面所有的那些丰富、那些荣耀、那些恩典都彰显出来。
And the church would be the full manifestation of all the abundance and glory of Christ.
因为教会乃是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
He is the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会就是基督的彰显。
So the church is the manifestation of Christ.
人看见教会就看见基督。
When men behold the church, they behold Christ.
如果有人今天想认识基督,
if anyone wants to know Christ,
知道基督的奥秘,
then they want to know the mystery of Christ.
就来看教会。
Then they behold the church.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现这件事情是何等的奇妙。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is such a wondrous thing.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情实在是太伟大了。
This is so great.
太荣耀了。
This is so glorious.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这里告诉我们说，神要借着教会来彰显基督那测不透的丰富。
Through the church, God wants to reveal the unfathomable riches of Christ.
哦，弟兄姊妹，让我们真的求神，让我们真的认识到底教会是什么。
We entreat with God to show us what truly the church is.
教会实在不是一个外面的东西。
The church is not an outward thing.
教会也实在不是地上的一个东西。
The church is not an earthly thing.
不是一个团体。
The church is not a group.
教会乃是单单用来彰显基督的器皿。
The church is a vessel for which to manifest Christ.
要将这基督测不透的丰富把它彰显出来。
To reveal the unfathomable riches of Christ.
这里也告诉我们说教会何等的奇妙呢。
Here it tells us how wondrous the church is.
他说教会是和基督同为后嗣同为一体同盟应许。
Here it says that the church and Christ are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise.
同为神的后嗣。
And fellow heirs of God.
基督怎样承受神一切的产业教会也同样享受这样的产业。
How Christ possesses all the inheritance in God, the church also inherit all of that possessions of God. 与
基督同为一体。
And they are one with Christ.
头所有的丰富都是身体的丰富。
All the fullness of the headship is also the fullness of the body.
同盟应许同受一位的圣灵。
A fellow partakers of the promise and their fellow partakers of the Holy Spirit.
基督怎样承受无限量的圣灵。
How the Christ has inherits the boundless Holy Spirit.
身体也同样承受同样没有限量的圣灵。
The body will also inherit this limitless Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你看教会有多么丰富。
You see how abundant the church is.
不是他自己丰富。
It's not that the church is abundant in itself.
乃是他与基督同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
The church is abundant because it is fellow heirs with Christ and it is fellow partaker of the promise and fellow
弟兄姊妹
fellow members of the body.
这是测不透的丰富。
This is the unfathomable riches.
这个有的翻译说是追测不透的丰富。
This is undiscernible riches.
你就发现，你就无论怎样的来经历来追求，你也没有办法穷尽这个丰富。
No matter how much you experience and pursue after this riches, you cannot exhaust this riches.
因为教会是基督的奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, the church is the mystery of Christ.
这件事太伟大了。
This is such an awesome fact.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，这件事关乎历世历代以来神创造万物之神里面的所有的安排。
The Apostle Paul mentioned that this is to be brought into light. What is the administration of this mystery, which for ages has been hidden in God?
今天许多的人，他们盼望从历史里面得着许多的教训。
Men desire to get to obtain teachings throughout the ages.
人今天想盼望明白历史到底是什么。
Men wants to know what history means.
弟兄姊妹，如果人不认识或者人没有人不了解以弗所书第三章这里所告诉我们的。
However, if men do not comprehend what Ephesians chapter 3 is teaching here,
人在历史里面得不着什么。
A man will gain nothing throughout ages.
弟兄姊妹，教会是人类历史的解释。
Brothers and sisters, the church is the explanation of the history of human races.
所有工作今天的地上的中心在教会的身上。
The focal point of all the work of God is on the church.
你知道世上很有名的哲学家这样告诉我们。
There's a very, very famous philosopher told us this.
我们都知道有个叫黑格尔的哲学家。
There's a philosopher by the name of Hegel.
他告诉我们一件事。
He told us one thing.
他说历史教会我们一件事。
There's one thing that history has taught us.
就是历史不能教我们任何东西。
Which is history can't teach us anything.
历史只能教我们一件事。
There's only one thing that history can teach us.
就是历史不能教我们任何的东西。
Which is history cannot teach us anything.
因为他没有读过以弗所书第三章。
Because he has not read Ephesians chapter 3.
至少还没有这个开启。
At least he doesn't have the didn't have the
revelation. 还没有圣灵在他里面做光照的工作。
There was no enlightening by the Holy Spirit in him.
因为神要借着教会使天上执政掌权的现今得知神百般的智慧。
Because God wants to reveal the manifold wisdom of God made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
我们知道这些天上的执政掌权乃是指天使说的。
We know that the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places refer to angels.
天使比我们这些人来讲，从某种意义来讲，那实在是无论是智慧和能力来讲，都是大太多了。
From a certain perspective, angels have much greater wisdom and power than humans.
无论今天你觉得你地上有多少智慧，
No matter how much wisdom you think you possess.
你说我已经得了世界上科学的最高奖了。
You say that I've gained the highest award in science on this earth.
你把你这个的成果，把你写的文章给天使读一读。
You present your results and your thesis and present them before the angels.
我不知道天使该怎么反应。
I don't know what the angels' response would be.
如果你研究的还有点苗头的话，
If you have done some good research,
也许天使会叹口气。
Maybe the angel would sigh.
哎呀，还差得很远了。
You are so far
below. 和神创造的时候的那一个命令，那一个律，还差得很远呢。
The commandment and the law by which God created the heaven and earth, you are so far beneath him.
但是在地上有一个人悔改。
However, when there's one man who repents on this earth,
天使欢呼。
The angels rejoice.
天使觉得稀奇。
The angels amazed by the
thing. 天使觉得这实在是不可能的事情。
This is truly impossible.
这是什么智慧呢？
What wisdom is this?
他在神创造的智慧里没有看到过这样的智慧。
They have not seen any wisdom like this in the creation of God.
哦，你看看教会是怎样一回事。
See how you look at the
church. 如果你真的看看《以弗所书》第二章，你看看教会是怎么被建立起来的。
See how the church is being built in chapter 2 in Ephesians.
是死在罪恶过犯中的一般人呢。
We are dead in transgressions.
充满了悖逆。
We're filled with rebellion.
都是可怒之子。
We're sons of disobedience.
因着神的恩典的工作。
However, because of the work of the grace of God.
因着主的宝血。
Because of the precious blood of the Lord.
因着十字架圣灵的大能。
Because of the great power of the Holy Spirit.
教会可以竟然可以被建立成为让神居住的所在。
The church can be built up to such an extent to be the dwelling place of God.
污秽败坏的人类。
We're so filthy and so
corrupt. 竟然可以被带到神的面前。
We can be brought before the presence of God.
成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
And to be holy and blameless.
成为荣耀的教会。
To be the glorious church.
弟兄姊妹，天使真的要说这是神百般的智慧。
The angels would truly proclaim that this is the manifold wisdom of God.
这实在太大的智慧了。
This is such a great wisdom.
哪有这种事情？
How could this possibly happen?
你怎么想象一个朽木不可雕的朽木？
How can you imagine rotted wood that cannot be carved?
有一天它成为闪闪发光发亮的宝石。
One day it could be the precious stone that is shining on the mountain.
因为你觉得这样的智慧大不大呢？
Do you think this wisdom is very big?
你知道这是非常稀奇的。
This is very amazing.
朽木的那个元素和宝石的元素是一样的。
The raw material of the rotted wood and the precious stone are made out of one.
天使惊奇。
The angels are amazed.
太稀奇。
This is too amazing.
教会真的是基督的奥秘。
The church is truly the mystery of Christ.
他把基督那测不透的丰富彰显出来。
The church is the manifestation of the unfathomable riches of Christ.
让这些天上执政的掌权的现今得知神百般的智慧。
So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
弟兄姊妹，你想想在我们身上的经历多么奇妙。
Brothers and sisters, just reflect upon your own experiences.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，真的太奇妙了。
Brothers and sisters, you think about it. This is so wondrous.
你知道，这里面讲到外邦人和犹太人。
Here it talks about the Gentiles and the Jews.
你知道，让外邦人和犹太人坐在一起来敬拜神，这是不可能的事情。
It is impossible to sit the Gentiles and the Jews down together to worship God.
你知道，两种不同这个的种族坐在一起，其实也不是，也本身来讲也不是什么稀奇的事。
It is not amazing for two races to sit together.
我们知道，曾经这个白种人和黑种人不能坐在一起的。
There was a time when the Caucasians cannot sit together with the African Americans.
但你发现现在可以坐在一起了。
But now you see that the two races can sit together.
但是是经过多少的这个运动。
But it has gone through so much revolution.
多少的政治的手段。
And it has gone through so much political movement. And there's so much labor and toil by men.
现在虽然外面可以坐在一起。
Even on the outside, the two races
是不是能够坐在一起。
But inside, you don't know if they can sit together.
你发现这些犹太人和外邦人坐在一起，没有任何政治的手段。
You see that there's no political maneuvering when the Jews and the Gentiles sit together.
一方征服了一边。
It is not that one race is conquering the other race. It is not that one race negotiated with the other race.
只因着他们认识耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Only by the mere fact that they know Christ and Christ crucified.
基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
So Christ is the wisdom and the power of God.
天使实在不明白这十字架的智慧是怎样的智慧。
The angels cannot understand the wisdom of the cross.
你知道地上有很多的家庭已经濒临这个崩溃的这个边缘。
You know that a lot of families on this earth have been, are about to be at the brink of being broken down.
你知道人有办法让它继续存在下去的。
You know, man can use its powers to keep the family going.
在我长大的过程中，我的长辈几乎没有人离婚的。
As I was growing up, there were no divorces among the elders.
但是天使觉得不好看。
But the angels were not pleased by that.
天使一点兴趣都没有。
The angels were not interested in it at all.
因为他们就是做老伴就是，就在一起就是了。
Because they're just going on for the sake of going on.
因为有社会的压力。
Because of societal pressure.
因为有人做思想工作。
Because there are pressure
by other people.
Because of the outward bondage.
但是一堆的年轻人。
But if you see a young couple.
因着认识基督并他钉十字架。
Because they know Christ and Him crucified.
不仅他们可以破镜重圆。
Not only can they return and be united.
而且这个家可以越过越甜美。
And this family life can be sweeter and sweeter.
你知道在世上都是说愿天下的有情人都成眷属，就是天下的这个他们这个谈恋爱最后都结婚了。
You know that the worldly wisdom is such that all people who love each other will end up getting married to each other.
但你知道在教会里不是这样。
But you know that this is not true in the church.
在教会里每一个眷属都成为有情人。
Because in the church, every married couple will be in love with each other.
如果他们真的认识基督并他钉十字架。
If they truly know Christ and Him crucified.
弟兄姊妹，神儿女的家庭是越过越甜美的。
The family life of the children of God will be sweeter and sweeter still.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is our testimony.
不仅在地上显出基督那测不透的丰富。
Not only do we need to manifest the unfathomable riches of Christ on this earth.
更是让天上执政的掌权的现今就得知神百般的智慧。
And we also want to reveal the manifold wisdom of God to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
你知道有的时候我们参加祷告聚会的时候。
Sometimes when we attend the prayer meetings.
这个每个人都带了一个坏消息。
We all have bad news.
我带来好几个坏消息。
I bring several bad news.
你知道整个那个聚会好像这个一个斧头掉到水里就往下沉。
You feel like the whole meeting has this sinking feeling, like an axe that has fallen into the water.
斧头掉在水里往下沉没什么好稀奇的。
It is not amazing that an axe would fall into the water and sink to the bottom. The angels won't want to see it. The angels won't even bother.
全世界所有的斧头掉在水里都往下沉的。
The whole wide world, when you put an axe into the water, it will sink to the bottom of the water. However, when we all come as one before the Lord, we don't know why.
你发现每个弟兄姊妹都好像从死里复活了一样。
Every single brother and sisters, as if they had been resurrected from the dead.
祷告声越来越大。
And the voices that they pray become louder and louder.
你看见那个斧头好像往飘起来了。
It's like the axe has been floating up to the water.
那个斧头开始游泳了。
And the axe is now swimming.
这个时候天使要看了。
And that this time the angels are curious to see. The angels are curious.
这个斧头怎么掉在水里又飘起来了？
How could this axe be falling into the water and then it's floating up now?
弟兄姊妹，天使不认识这十字架的智慧。
The angels do not understand the wisdom of the cross.
这基督乃是神的智慧。
Christ is the wisdom of God.
这测不透这万般的智慧。
This unfathomable wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天教会在地上存在的原因。
This is the reason by which the church exists in this earth.
这是今天教会在神面前所领受的托付。
This is the entrustment that they have gained from God.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天为什么被留在地上？
today, why are we still left on this earth?
我们今天被留在地上的唯一的原因就是要把基督这测不透的丰富彰显出来。
The sole reason why we're left on this earth is to manifest the unfathomable riches of Christ.
我们今天为什么还活在地上？
Why are we still alive on this earth?
教会今天在地上的目的是什么？
What is the purpose by which the Christ functions on this earth?
让天上真正的掌权的现今得知神百般的智慧。
Which is to reveal the manifold wisdom of God to rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
弟兄姊妹，这一个意义太重大了。
This is of such great significance.
弟兄姊妹，这个托付太荣耀了。
This is such a glorious entrustment.
这个目的太吸引人了。
This purpose attracts us so much.
所以使徒保罗，我相信他是被圣灵感动写的时候。
So as the apostle Paul was moved by the Holy Spirit to write this chapter.
他写到第十二节的时候。
When he wrote to this verse 12.
我真的不明白为什么有十二节。
I don't understand why there's verse 12 in here.
怎么突然想到我们因信耶稣就在他里面坦然无惧笃信不疑地来到神面前呢？
Why would he write, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him?
我们刚才弟兄选的那个经文实在太好了。
The brother chose a very perfect verse.
实在是主在十字架上为我们开了这条又新又活的道路。
It is truly the Lord who has opened the new and living way for us.
让我们今天可以坦然无惧来到他的面前。
So that we can approach him in confidence.
因为他是我们慈悲忠心的大祭司。
Because he is the great and faithful high priest.
我们可以得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
So that we can find mercy and receive grace in the times of need.
当我在读的时候，我觉得这里面来到神面前，好像比要得帮助、得连续，好像还多一点。
I feel that there's more than just receiving mercy and receive grace here.
我们有时候我们要愿意亲近神。
Sometimes we want to draw near to God.
我觉得这里比要亲近神还要再多一点。
There's more to just being drawing near to God. And this purpose draws us our hearts.
使徒保罗说他被这个荣耀的目的所吸引。
And the apostle Paul says that he is drawn by this glorious purpose.
太大了。
And because this grace is so great.
你们不要因着我所受的患难丧胆呢。
So do not lose heart at my tribulation.
这个荣耀的目的，这点患难算得什么？
What is tribulation compared to this glorious purpose?
就别说患难。
Forget about tribulation.
就别说做囚奴。
Forget about being a prisoner.
就是性命也在所不惜啊。
I don't even care about my own life.
使徒保罗他就这样的做见证。
The Apostle Paul wrote his testimony this
way.
I do not consider my life anything valuable, and I do not treasure anything.
因为主耶稣把这样荣耀的托付托付了给我。
Because the Lord Jesus has entrusted me with such a glorious entrustment.
这是用他的大能所赐给我的。
This is through the workings of His power.
我算的什么？
Who am I?
我从前是抵挡福音的一人。
I previously opposed the gospel.
我是何等悖逆的一个人呢？
I was such a disobedient person.
我残害神的教会。
I persecuted the church of God.
但是神的恩典赐给了我。
However, the grace of God was bestowed to me.
哦，不仅仅是得救而已啊。
I was not only just saved.
不仅仅得到一点的平安和喜乐而已啊。
I didn't just get a little bit of peace and joy.
神把这历史历代所隐藏的奥秘开启在我的里面。
God revealed this mystery that has been hidden for generations and ages.
做囚犯算得什么？
What is it to be the prisoner?
受到患难算得什么？
What is it to have tribulation?
这是你们的荣耀啊。
This is for your glory.
哦，如果你们里面被神开启了。
If you have also been revealed in the inside,
神今天圣灵把他的目的开启在我们的里面
，and he reveals his purpose in us through the Holy Spirit.
我们里面被他的荣耀所吸引
，and we are drawn to him through the Holy Spirit.
我们都坦然无惧来到父的面前
，we can go before the Father with confidence.
主啊，谢谢你
，Father, thank you.
谢谢你这样救了我。
Thank you for saving me.
谢谢你今天将这荣耀的心意开启在我的里面。
Thank you for revealing this glorious purpose in me.
我今天不愿意再为自己而活着。
Today I don't want to live for myself anymore.
我今天不愿意像世人一样的活着。
I don't want to just live on this earth.
我愿意成为一个承接这样托付的一个器皿。
I want to be the vessel that can be holding this entrustment.
弟兄姊妹，我相信使徒保罗他的灵是在被圣灵所感动。
I truly believe that the spirit of the apostle Paul was moved by the Holy Spirit.
你们不要因着我所受的患难而丧胆呢。
Do not lose heart on my tribulation.
这实在是我们的荣耀。
For they are your glory.
我们这些人算得什么？
Who are we?
但是神竟然能够借着我们将历史历代所隐藏的奥秘彰显出来。
But through us, God can reveal this mystery that has been hidden for generations.
彰显出基督那测不透的丰富。
To manifest the unfathomable riches of Christ.
天上地上，这个像天上的所有执政掌权的，现今就得知神百般的智慧。
In order that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
弟兄姊妹，你被这个荣耀的目的吸引吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you drawn by this glorious purpose?
弟兄姊妹，每一个神的儿女，神特等巴望我们都被这荣耀的目的所吸引。
Brothers and sisters, God truly desire for you to be drawn by this.Glorious purpose.
让我们都这样的来到父的面前
So that we can all draw near to the Lord.
都来到神的面前
We can all draw near before God.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在是需要有这样的渴慕的心
Brothers and sisters, we truly need to have this longing.
我们实在需要有这样的被吸引的心
We truly have to have this heart that will be drawn to Him.
使徒保罗他知道这样的吸引是神大能的工作
The apostle knows that this drawing is done by the working of His power.
这是神恩典的工作。
This is the work of God's grace.
神今天要在他教会里得着一个一个这样的器皿。
God wants to gain these vessels one by one at His church.
但是使徒保罗更加知道。
However, the apostle Paul knew in addition.
要让这样荣耀的托付能够实行在我们的身上。
For this glorious entrustment to be materialized in us,
仅仅有这样的渴慕，这样的吸引还是不够的。
It is not enough that we have this longing and that we're drawn.
这是非常宝贵的。
This is very precious.
如果有人今天愿意因着看见这样荣耀的心意，我就把自己奉献给神。
If this is precious indeed, if somebody has seen this glorious purpose and they consecrate themselves to God, this is truly so precious.
我相信在我们一生当中，神圣灵一定要这样来开启我们。
I know that in our lives, the Holy Spirit will truly reveal this to us.
让我们明白我们今天为什么被留在地上。
So that we understand why we're still left on this earth.
但是如果我们知道这样荣耀的心意
，However, if we know this glorious desire,
我们。只有这样的心愿还是不够的。
It is not alone that we only have this desire.
使徒保罗他里面的负担何等的重呢
？So the apostle Paul had this heavy burden.
所以他在父的面前屈膝。
Therefore he bowed his knees before the Father.
他负担太重了。
He had such a heavy burden.
他知道神的这个心意太荣耀了。
He knew that God's purpose was so glorious.
可是他同时知道人是何等的软弱。
But Apostle Paul also knew that a man indeed was so weak.
他也知道仇敌用多少的诡计要来搅扰、来破坏我们。
He also knew that the enemy would use every which way to destroy us.
灰心让我们丧胆。
So that we would be in despair and we would lose heart.
让我们冷却，让我们退后。
And so that we would be cold and we would want to shrink back.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗在这里在父面前屈膝。
So the Apostle Paul bowed his knees before the Father.
他在那里祷告。
He prayed.
太需要祷告了。
These prayers are very needed indeed.
使徒保罗在这里借着他的祷告。
Through the prayer of the Apostle Paul.
他把成全这个托付在我们身上那条路，把它祷告出来。
He prayed out this way by which this entrustment can be fulfilled.
我们今天因着圣灵的开启，我们受了感动。
Because of the revealing of the Holy Spirit in us today,
我们知道今天神在我们身上心意是这样的高。
We are moved, and we know the purpose of God in us is so glorious.
我们里面被神的灵所感动。
And we are moved by the Holy Spirit within.
我们今天就愿意把自己交在神的手中。
Today we want to yield ourselves to God.
我们就坦然无惧地来到父的面前，来到神的面前。
So we approach God with confidence.
弟兄姊妹。但是我们在我们的生命中应当有怎样的学习呢
？However, what do we need to learn in our life still?
我们需要怎样的学习，我们才能够让这个托付实行在我们的身上
？What do we need to learn in our life so that this glorious entrustment can be materialized in us?
Realized 吧，这个还是
realized in us
实际化在我们的身上。那么这里面。我们读的时候，这段圣经我们大家都很熟悉的。
We read this familiar passage in the Bible.
他在第十六节就告诉我们。
In verse 16, Paul told us.
按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
哎，这个英文翻得很好。
The English version is very accurate.
在原文里面，不仅仅是心里的力量，而且更是加强这个加强到里面的人，使里面的人刚强起来。
The original text mentions that it's not just a physical strengthening, but the inner man will be strengthened.
这是我们要让这个托付实现在我们身上的头一个我们需要学习的。
This is the first thing we need to learn if we want this glorious entrustment to be realized in us.
就是里面的人刚强。
Which is to be strengthened in the inner man.
弟兄姊妹，要让这个托付实现在我们的身上。
For this entrustment to be realized in us.
不是这个外面的人刚强。
It is not that the outer man to be strengthened.
外面的刚强是不能够承受这个托付的。
The strengthened outer man cannot bear up this entrustment.
要让借着他丰盛的荣耀和他的灵加强到我们里面的人。
It is according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through the spirit.
让里面的人刚强。
So that the inner man will be strengthened.
只有里面的人刚强，我们才能够承接这样的托付。
Only when the inner man is strengthened, then we can bear up this entrustment.
弟兄姊妹，什么是里面的人呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is the inner man?
我们这个人分外面的人和里面的人。
We have this outer man and this inner man.
外面的人呢，就是包括我们的身体，这一定是外面的人。
The outward physical part, of course, is the outer man.
而且包括我们这个人的思想、情感、意志，这都是外面的人。魂的部分都是外面的人。
It also includes the soul, the emotions, the intellect, and the feelings.
里面的人是什么？
But what is the inner man?
就是我们的灵因着神的圣灵活过来了。
Because our spirit is revived by the Holy Spirit.
是一个复活过来的灵，活过来的灵。
This is a spirit that is resurrected.
一个心灵。
This is a new spirit.
而且圣灵今天住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
这个是里面的人。
This is the inner man.
所以这里面使徒保罗告诉我们，要让里面的人刚强起来。
So Paul tells us that we need to be strengthened with power in the inner man.
刚才我们弟兄做的见证，我觉得真的是就是这段话的解释啊。
Our brother bore this testimony earlier. That is the explanation of
this verse. 你看看他的母亲，外面的人是被机车撞过的，是被这个车子还压过的。
His mother has been hit by a motorcycle and a taxi.
外面的人是软弱的。
The outer man is weak.
但是你刚才听那个见证，他里面的人是刚强的。
However, you hear his testimony, her inner man is strong.
弟兄姊妹，外面的人和里面人的刚强是完全不一样的。
The outer man's strength and the inner man's strength differs.
遇到属灵征战的时候。
In spiritual warfare.
你就发现说这外面的人的刚强就没办法了。
The strength of the outer man cannot withstand.
这个有一次我和一些弟兄姊妹去到一个要受禁的这个一个姊妹家里去除偶像。
One time we went to the house of a sister who is about to be baptized, and we needed to cast out all idols.
你知道这个除偶像，你觉得这算什么，对不对？就拿小锤把那些都砸碎就好了。
What is casting of idols? You just need a little hammer and you just hammer out all the idols.
我和这些弟兄姊妹去的时候，我就发现这外面人刚强的和里面人刚强完全不一样。
So now I realized when I went, I saw the difference between the strength of the outer man and the strength of the inner man.
这外面刚强的说，哎，我们在后面给你们祷告好了。
When someone is strong in the outer man, they say, well, we'll just pray behind you.
他们你看他们这个表现的是很属灵，他们是在那祷告的。
Their appearance was very spiritual. They were praying.
但是你说那里面刚强的。
But for those who are strengthened in the inner man,
眼睛都不眨一眨。
They wouldn't even blink.
他们就去把那些偶像通通的除掉。
They cast out all idols.
你知道在那个时候我们后来他们告诉我。
Later on, I was told.
你说是如果让他们这些祷告的去的话
，If you let those people who were praying go,
他们的腿会发软的。
Their knees would be feeble.
弟兄姊妹，真正面临着属灵征战的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you face true spiritual warfare,
实在不是靠着外面人的刚强。
You do not depend on the strength of the outer man.
是要让里面的人刚强起来。
You need to be strengthened in the inner man.
里面的人怎么能刚强起来？
How do you be strengthened in the inner man?
这里告诉我们，借着他丰盛的荣耀和借着他的灵。
It is through the riches of His glory and through His Holy Spirit.
很多的时候，里面的人虽然有的时候很强。
Sometimes, even though the inner man is strong.
但是外面的人呢，成了拦阻。
However, the outer man becomes a hindrance.
外面这个人太硬了。
The outer man is too
stubborn. 这个人太不能被改变了。
And this outer man cannot be changed.
接着他丰盛的荣耀。
However, in accordance with the riches of His glory.
弟兄姊妹。我们读圣经的时候
Brothers and sisters, as we read the Bible,
每一个人遇见神的荣耀
Every one of us, when we meet the glory of God,
我们外面这个人就软下来了
Our outer man is softened.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要让神来遇见我们
Brothers and sisters, we need to be met by God.
你看雅各这个人多么刚强的一个人
You see a Jacob who is so strong outwardly.
当他经过亚伯渡口的时候
However, when he came through Kadesh-Javish, even though he had much weaknesses and failures,
但是从此他软下来了
but from that point onward, he was softened.
这个人不能够再强起来了
This person could not be strong again.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们外面这个人太硬了
A lot of times our outer man is too strong.
没有办法让里面的人刚强起来
so that the inner man cannot be strengthened.
里面的人都想祷告，都已经好像那个都好像冲过去，都好像到了这个嗓子眼了，那个心都该跳出来了。
The inner man is about to burst forth.
但是外面人太冷静了。
However, the outer man
太硬了
is too hard.
让里面的这个灵冲不出来。
So that the spirit of the inner man cannot burst forth.
借着他丰盛的荣耀。
However, according to the riches of his glory,
这个人就软下来了。
We soften.
这是消极的一面。
This is from the
借着他的灵乃是积极的一面。
This is the passive side, but there's another proactive part through the Holy Spirit. He dwells in us.
这是大能的灵啊。
This is the working of His power.
弟兄姊妹，这个灵实在是太荣耀了。
This spirit is indeed glorious.
你知道，很多的时候，那个你这个外面的人呢，你紧张的不得了。
You see that sometimes your outer man is very nervous.
而且你刚才有弟兄也告诉我，他说他这个上个礼拜他交通信息的时候
，And a brother told me that as he was sharing last week,
身体实在是这个软弱，这个好像得了重感冒一样。
His body was as if it was hit by a cold.
但是当他站到讲台上去的时候
，But as he stood before the pulpit,
你看见那个圣灵在充满在他的里面
，The Holy Spirit.Was filled in him.
那里刚强壮胆为主在那里做见证。
So he bore testimony with boldness.
弟兄姊妹，照着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，让我们里面的人刚强起来。
So according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
只有里面的人刚强起来，我们才能让这样的托付成就在我们的身上。
It is only when the inner man is being strengthened, then the entrustment can be realized in us.
后面他接着告诉我们。
And later on, he tells us,
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Verse 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love.
这里面，你说我们信主的主就不已经就在我们里面了吗？
You would think that, you know, once we believe in the Lord would dwell in us.
怎么这里还有说，使这个使基督因你们的信住在你们心里呢
？Why would we say here again, Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith?
我们知道，当我们蒙恩得救的时候
，We know that when we have been saved by grace，
是我们这个灵活过来了。
Our spirit is renewed。
当这个灵刚强起来以后
，And when the spirit is being strengthened，
它就会进入到我们的魂里面。
The spirit will enter into the soul。
那个能力进入到我们的魂里面。
And the power would enter into the soul.
这里说住在你们的心里。
Here it talks about dwelling in your hearts.
这个心是哪儿？
What does he say about the heart?
这个心呢，是可以说是人的灵和魂的交界的地方。
This is the place where the soul and the spirit interact.
这个有一部分的灵，但是进入到魂里面了。
It's partially spirit, but it's also has entered into the spirit and the soul.
我们有心情。
Therefore, we have emotion.
我们有心思。
We have intellect.
我们还有心意。
We have feelings.
我们还有心灵。
Well, we also have the spirit.
所以你看见这个心呢，是这个灵和魂这个中间的一个东西，到底是什么我也搞不清楚。但是你知道，它非常非常实在的东西就对了。
But you know, this is the heart here. It refers to where the soul and the spirit interact. And I can't explain it perfectly, but this is where they interact.
不仅我们的灵要刚强起来。
Here it says that not only our spirit needs to be strengthened.
而且要让基督因着我们的信在我们的魂里面有一个翻译叫安家。
And that, so that Christ may find rest in our soul.
就是他要在我们的魂里面来住。
So that Christ may dwell in our soul.
你知道家里住个人呢、啊、我不知道你们家有没有住过人。
I don't know if you have house guests.
当然你说我就是人是吧那么有没有住过客人、
啊、Do you have house guests?
你知道只要家里有住个客人。
If you ever have a house guest,
你一定有感觉。
You have the sense.
除非你把它关在这个 closet 里除非你把它关起来。
Unless you confine your house guest in a closet.
如果你跟他说你在这里就好像在你自己家一样。
If you tell him, treat this as your own home.
迟早你要知道你家里还有一个人。
Sooner and later, you will feel the presence of this person.
弟兄姊妹，基督今天不仅要借着圣灵使我们的灵刚强起来。
Christ will not only strengthen our spirit.
他要更要在我们的魂里面来管理我们。
Christ also wants to rule and reign in our soul.
很多的时候，你知道我们这个魂如果不被改变的话。
You know that a lot of times when your soul has not been changed,
我们心意不被更新、不被变化的话，
and we are not transformed by the renewing of our hearts,
虽然我们的灵是刚强了，
even though our spirit has been strengthened,
但是我们没有办法承受这样的托付，
we cannot bear up this entrustment.
很多时候我们的情绪就把我们给掳去了，
a lot of times we're captured by our emotions.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们情绪很差的，
a lot of times we're in a foul mood.
哎呀，你都不晓得这些人很难搞的。
These people are just so hard to deal with.
你都不知道这个波饼聚会怎么就乱选诗歌呢
？These people pick the wrong songs in the table meeting.
所以你就发现这一选诗歌里面就情绪就起来了。
When you hear these mistaken songs, your emotions
are gone. 这灵里的感动早就没有了。
All your
虽然已经加强到里面的灵都要祷告出来了。
Even though your spirit is strengthened to such an extent that you're about to pray.
但是听了一个选了一个诗歌，你觉得你不喜欢的。
But you hear a song that you don't like.
是你想不到的。
This is something you haven't thought about.
这个情绪就把我们就给掳去了。
Then your foul mood has captured you.
基督在我们里面要管理我们的心情。
Christ will rule and reign over your emotions.
让我们的情感受圣灵的管制。
So that your emotions will be under the reigning of the Holy Spirit.
我们的心思意念要被神的圣灵来改变、更新、变化。
And the Holy Spirit will transform us by the new renewing of our hearts.
昨天我们遇到一个难处，我们觉得，哎呀，神是不是不爱我了？
Earlier, when we encounter a difficulty, we would say, maybe God doesn't love us anymore.
圣灵在我们里面就更新变化我们。
However, the Holy Spirit transforms us by renewing our hearts.
让我们知道这不过是神化妆的祝福。
So that we know that this is just a disguised blessing by God.
所以你知道我们就不会像一个土浅石头地的那种情形。土浅石头地就是、oh.
So that we won't just have this shallow ground in tempering water.
主就说那个土浅石头地不是没有那个种子在里面。
It is not that there's no soil for the seed to grow in.
但是没有根。
However, the seed do not have roots.
这里边说要让我们在爱里面扎根。
However, it says that you need to be grounded and rooted in love.
如果我们要在地上成为主耶稣基督的见证。
If we want to be the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
如果我们的生活行事为人要让天使都稀奇的话。
If we want to lead a life so that even those angels would
love. 如果我们在爱里没有扎根的话，我们这个见证是站不住的。
However, if we're not rooted and grounded in love, our testimony cannot stand.
一般的这个种树的告诉我们，这个树上面有多少，根也有多少。
People who plant trees tells us that however much you see above the ground, there's as much under the ground.
我们的心思被圣灵改变的时候
，as our heart is being renewed and transformed by the Holy Spirit,
我们觉得这实在是神爱我。
We know that truly this is why God loves us, even though there are difficulties.
虽然环境不顺利
，even though there the circumstances are not smooth.
但是因着我们的心思被改变了。
Because our hearts are being renewed.
所以你就发现这个根就开始在爱里面扎下去了。
You see that there is being, you're being rooted and grounded.
你觉得神真的是好爱你。
You truly feel that God loves you so much.
不仅要扎根，还要立基。
Not only are you rooted, you're also grounded.
你知道我们的心智也要被改换一新。
You know that our hearts will also be transformed.
从前我们都是这个对为自己的事情，我们都是立志，我们要遵行的，我们要执行出来的。
Earlier, we were determined to carry out our own desires.
现在我们以受苦的心智为兵器了。
Now we use the willingness to suffer as our weapon.
现在我们听了主的话，我们愿意去遵行了。
Now we hear His word and we want to obey.
主说，我告诉你，这样的人像什么样的人？
And the Lord says, Do you know what this kind of person would be like?
这样的人啊，像一个人呢，深深的挖地。
And this is somebody who is digging deep.
把房子盖在磐石的上。
And he built his house on the rock.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们听这句话，我至少我从前听这句话，我觉着我这个怎么老盖不到磐石上面？
I used to hear this verse, and I always wonder how come I could not build my house on the rock.
我们仔细读圣经，主说你要深深的挖地啊。
But the Lord says you have to dig deep.
不是说我们有了主的话，我们去遵行的时候，我们马上就遵行了，不是。
It's not that you have the word of God and you obey immediately. No.
主说那个人是在深深的挖地。
The Lord says you have to dig deep.
你挖过地没有？
Have you dug the earth before?
我挖过地。
I have dug the.
这个有点不知天高地厚，自己挖地了。
And I was very ignorant, and so I started to dig.
这个我还以为自己可以挖很深的地。
I thought I could dig very deep.
那么我在挖的时候就很稀奇。
As I was digging, I was amazed.
挖的时候啊，我们家的小孩子吓得哇哇直叫啊。
As I was digging, my children were in surprise and they were crying out loud.
他没想到这地里面有很多虫子啊。
They didn't realize there was so much worm in the ground.
弟兄姊妹，当我们愿意去遵守主的命令的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as we're willing to obey His commandments,
如果我们真的是愿意听了主的道就去行
，as we truly become those people who hear His word,
你会发现你里面有许多的虫子是你原来从来没有见过的。
You will encounter all these worms that you have never seen inside you before.
弟兄姊妹，这样的人是有根基的人。
Brothers and sisters, these people have foundation.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不认识我们里面还有多少的虫子。
If we don't realize how much worm there is in us,
我们从来没有深深的挖过地。
If we have not dug deep,
我们的房子就是没有根基的。
We don't have a foundation for
our house. 我们的房子就会盖在沙土的上面。
Our house will be built on the sand.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候认识你里面这些的虫子，你才知道这个房子绝不能盖在沙土的上面。
As you realize you have all these worms inside you, then you realize you cannot build the house on the sand.
你必须要把你的房子盖在磐石的上面。
You have to build your house on the rock.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现主这里告诉我们说，他要在我们心里面安家。
And you know that Christ will find His resting place in our heart.
不仅在我们灵里面刚强。
He won't just strengthen your spirit.
还要在我们的心思意念里来更新变化我们。
He will transform and renew your will, your intellect,
and emotions. 好让我们能够在爱里面扎根，在爱里面有根基。
So that you will be rooted and grounded in love.
弟兄姊妹，只有这样，我们才能够成为主的见证。
Only in this manner can you become the testimony of God, and that you can bear up this testimony.
你看主的工作都是从里到外的。
You see, the work of God is always from the inside to the outside.
后面就是和众圣徒一同的来明白。
Later on, it talks about to comprehend with all the saints.
不要觉得我们算得什么。
Don't feel like you're anybody.
不要觉得你自己太丰富了。
Don't feel that you know so much.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现这个次序实在是太好了。
You see how the words, the priorities.
我们在爱里有没有扎根
？If we were not rooted and grounded in love.
在爱里面有没有根基
？If we don't have our foundation in love.
就看看你到底能不能和众圣徒一同的来交通。
Then you may not be able to fellowship with all the saints.
你知道我们这个人呢，能够和众圣徒交通不是那么简单的事情。
It is not a simple thing for us to fellowship with all the saints.
我就发现一件有一个很从前我不认识的一个事实。
I realized a fact that I did not realize before.
我发现我很能够爱福音朋友。
I noticed that I can truly love gospel friends.
就是他吃了饭一抬腿就走，我还能爱他。
I love those gospel friends who just eat lunch and just take off.
我还在神面前为他祷告。
I still pray for them before God.
但是有的弟兄，有的姊妹，哎，就叹气啊。
But I could only sigh at some of the brothers and sisters.
爱不来了。
I can't love him.
只能和少数的圣徒交通。
I can only fellowship with the select group of brothers and sisters.
只能和跟我关系很好的圣徒交通。
I can only fellowship with the brothers and sisters who have good relationships with me. I cannot fellowship with all the saints.
弟兄姊妹，我们能不能和众圣徒交通？
Whether we can fellowship with all the saints.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们看看我们里面到底有没有根。
Depends on whether we have roots.
看看我们里面有没有这个根基。
Whether we're grounded.
弟兄姊妹，没有这个根，没有这个根基，你只能够和少数的人交通。
If you are not rooted and grounded, you can only fellowship with a small select group of people.
甚至你只能和你自己交通。
To a extent, you can only fellowship with yourself.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你知道我们这人何等的狭隘呢？
You know how shallow we are.
弟兄姊妹，这里面说要有根有基。
Brothers and sisters, here it talks about being rooted and grounded.
然后我们就和众圣徒一同的来明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深呢？
To be comprehending with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of the love of God.
在这个原文里面这个次序啊，跟中文这个常常讲的这个长阔高深不大一样的。
In the original text, the sequence of these description of love is different.
它是阔长深高。
It is breadth, length, and depth and height.
你说这有什么分别呢？
You said, what's the difference?
我也不晓得有什么分别，但是圣经的次序是阔长深高。
However, the sequence of the Bible is breadth, length, depth, and height.
哦，这个爱是何等的宽广。
This love encompasses such a broad scope.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们每一个人都可以起来做见证。
Brothers and sisters, all of us can bear this testimony.
这个爱实在是太宽广。
This love is so broad.
有一个弟兄他做他自己得救的见证。
A brother once bore this testimony for his salvation.
他这个人呢，从前是一个，哎呀，这个是一个很不守规矩的一个人。
This brother previously was someone who would not abide by any rules.
谁见着都头疼。
Everybody, he was a headache to everybody.
你知道人家说什么？说这个人呢，能够把活人给气死了，能够把死人给气活了。
This person is of such a character that you can make a live person be so angry that the live person becomes dead, and you can make a dead person alive.
因为他太 angry 了，这个 too angry。这个、你知道这个人，你知道他这个坐在这个底下听福音的时候，上面讲一句，底下讲十句。
This person, when he was sitting there to gospel meetings, the person on the pulpit would speak one sentence, and he would speak ten sentences.
你知道他说他这跟着同伴去了好多次福音聚会。
He went to gospel meetings with his companions many times.
那么记得有一次他这个听有一个传道人在讲道。
One time a preacher was preaching.
他说这里面错误太多了。
And he said that there were many mistakes.
跟上一次的讲的差太远了。
It was far less superior than the sermon last time.
有些的朋友他们自己听的道真的比弟兄姊妹还多了。
Some gospel friends have indeed heard more sermons than brothers and sisters.
你知道正在他那里这个跟这个同伴在讲话的时候。
As he was talking to his companions.
哎呀，他终于讲完了。
He said, oh, finally they're done.
他没想到这个传道人唱了一首诗歌。
And this preacher sang this hymn.
就是我们诗歌本的630首。
Which is 630 in our hymnary.
说主我要回家。
Lord, I'm coming home.
他们唱到副歌的时候。
As they got to the refrain.
回家吧，回家吧。
Coming home, coming home.
不要再留荡。
Never more to roam.
慈爱膀臂向我伸张。
Open wide thine arms of love.
主，我要回家。
Lord, I'm coming home.
他们一直唱，一直唱。
As they sang and sang.
他的眼泪一直流，一直的流。
And his tears came over and over down.
我弟兄后来做见证。
Our brother then bore this testimony later.
父的慈爱实在是太宽广了。
Our father's love was indeed too broad.
他让我回到他的面前。
He enabled me to come before his face.
一点责备都没有。
And he did not rebuke me.
他乃是把他慈爱的膀臂张开。
He opened up his arms of love.
他爱的胸怀是何等的大呢。
And his bosom of love is indeed is so big.
今天无论有多少的我们的悖逆。
Regardless of our rebellion.
无论我们有多少的轻看藐视神。
Despite how much we despise.
我们多么想远离神。
Despite how much we want to be far away from God,
神向着我们今天发出同样的呼召。
God has had the same calling to us today.
回家吧，回家吧。
Coming home, coming home.
不要再流淌。
There's no more to roam.
慈爱膀臂向我伸展。
Open wide thine arms of love.
主，我要回家。
Lord, I'm coming home.
弟兄姊妹，父的爱是何等的宽广呢？
Brothers and sisters, how broad is the love of the Father?
父向着我们的门从来没有关过。
The door has never been closed by God.
回家吧，回家吧。
Come home, come home.
回到父慈爱的膀臂。
Come back to the arms of love.
他爱的胸怀一直在等候着我们。
His bosom of love is forever waiting for us.
哦，他的爱是何等的宽广呢？
His love is so broad.
他的爱又是何等的长呢？
How great is the length of his love?
有一个弟兄，他有一次跟我分享，其实啊，他们两个 couple 啊，是一对弟兄姊妹跟我分享。
There was a couple who used to fellowship with me.
他打电话给我说：“哎呀，他说我没有想到神的爱是这么长。”
I've never thought about how long the love of God is.
我还没有听过这样的见证。
I've never heard of such a testimony.
我还没有人这样跟我讲过神的爱这么长。
I've never heard about people testifying about the length of the love of God.
我说我要听听神的爱是怎么长。
So I said, well, tell me how is the length of the love of God?
他就说他们的这个父亲来到美国的时候。
They say that when their father came to the U.S.
他们请我们，还有请其他许多弟兄姊妹到他们家给他传福音。
He invited us and other brothers and sisters to go to the house to preach the gospel to the father.
那么他的父亲开始还是很有礼貌的。
Initially, the father was very polite.
后来是用脏话把我们骂出去的。
But afterwards, he used foul words to kick us out of the house. He totally rejected the gospel.
说你们这些人不能再进我们的家。
And he said that you people cannot enter into my house again.
你知道他的父亲回国的时候。
As his father returned to China.
他们觉得没有希望了。
They felt that they had no hope.
因为想说这个你知道来到这机会多么难得的机会。
This is such a precious opportunity.
回去哪有这样的环境？
You don't have this environment in China.
而且父母年纪都大了。
And their parents are aged.
他们说怎么办？
So they say, what do we do?
感谢主，他们一直的站在主面前忠心的祷告。
But we thank the Lord that they pray faithfully before God.
没想到过了几年。
In a few years' time.
他的父亲生了一个很奇怪的病。
His father had this really strange illness.
没有一个医生知道这是什么病。
Not one single doctor could diagnose it. However, thank and praise.
就没有一个医生知道是什么病。
Not one single doctor knows the what causes the illness.
因为他的父亲知道说这个病没有名字的。
Because the father knows that this sickness is nameless.
就在病床上打电话给他们。
So he called them from his sick bed.
何等巴望你们的传道人今天就站在我的旁边。
He said that I so desire for your preacher to be standing beside my bed today.
感谢主，我们联络到当地的一个弟兄去看他。
So thank the Lord, we contacted the local brother to visit him.
他不仅接受主，不仅这个受洗，而且病奇妙的好了。
Not only did he receive the Lord as his Savior and he was baptized, his sickness was miraculously healed.
医生说我不知道他得什么病，我也不知道他怎么好的。
The doctor say, I don't know what illness he has and I don't know how he's healed.
这对弟兄姊妹告诉主的爱真长啊。
So the brother sister testify of the length of the
love of God. 我们都没有忍耐了，我们都忍耐不住了。
We lack patience.
甚至我们打电话都要跟父亲发脾气了。
We're about to throw a fit when we call our parents.
主的爱何等的长。
However, look at the length of the love of God.
长久的忍耐是我们得救的因缘。
And because His love is suffering long, that is the source of our salvation.
这爱又是何等的深呢？
And this love is also very deep.
我不知道你有没有深深的爱过一个人。
I don't know whether you have been deeply in love before.
深深的爱一个人。
Whether you have been deeply in love.
有的时候我们跟年轻人谈话。
Sometimes we speak to young people.
我们说谈话太晚了。
We said that this our conversation took place too late.
他已经陷进去了。
He has already fallen into the trap.
他爱得太深了。
He has been deeply in love.
你爱得太深，你就不能改变了。
When you are deeply in love, you can't change.
什么叫做爱得太深了呢？
What does it mean to be too deep in love?
只爱他。
Which means that he only loves her.
不嫁，除他不娶。
He would only marry her, and she would only marry him.
弟兄姊妹，主向着我们乃是何等的深呢？
And we also marvel by the depth of the love of God.
何等的单纯呢？
And this love is so pure.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们里面有一点点的偏离主的道路。
As we have wandered a little bit away from
His way. 我们主里面就有一个愤恨。
There is this jealousy.
这是一个忌邪的爱。
This is a jealous love.
他盼望我们全心的来爱我们的主。
He desires for us to love our Lord with all of our heart.
恐怕我们的心或偏于邪，失去那向着基督纯一清洁的心。
That he is so afraid that we would wander away from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我摸着这个深的爱？
Anytime we touch this depth of the love of God.
我们也愿意在神面前像诗人那样的祷告。
We also would have this prayer like the psalmist.
主啊，在天上我还有谁？
Whom have I in heaven but thee?
在地上我的心也没有所爱慕的。
And besides thee, I desire nothing on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这爱又是何等的高呢？
And also, look at the height of this love of God.
弟兄姊妹，这爱高到一个地步，是过于人所能测度的。
This is unfathomable.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
His will is higher than our will.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
And his way is higher than our way.
天怎样高过地。
As the heaven is above the earth,
照样我的意念高过你们的意念。
So my will will be higher than your will.
你知道很多的时候我们受一点难为，受一点苦处，我们不怕的。
A lot of times we don't care about little affliction, little tribulation.
我们的心思意念已经转变了。
Because we already have been renewed in our hearts.
有些事太惨了。
But some things are too bad.
你知道有的弟兄跟我讲，太惨了，太惨了。
Some brother says this is too hard to bear.
你看看约伯太惨了。
Look at Job, it is too hard to bear.
哪有这样的神呢？
What kind of God is that?
十个孩子都让人家死掉了。
God allowed 10 of his children to die.
哪受得了这种打击呢？
How can you bear such an attack?
生个癌就可以了吗？
Just let Job have cancer.
不是他的孩子，不 ，anyway， 反正， 反正不能这么惨就对了。
You shouldn't be falling this kind of condition.
这太惨了。
This is too hard to bear.
弟兄姊妹。我们读约伯记的时候，我们知道神的意念何等的高呢
？As we read Job, we realize that God has such high thoughts.
因为神的意念是要让约伯充满他的丰满。
Because God desires to have His fullness be in Job.
约伯从前他也盼望得着神。
Job prior, but before, also wanted to attain God.
但是约伯里面有很多东西拦阻神来充满他。
But there were many hindrances in Job that prevented God to fill him. Job was filled with his own righteousness.
谁能定我有罪呢？
Who can condemn me?
就是神也不能定我有罪。
Even God cannot condemn me.
约伯里面被他的义所充满。
Job was filled by his righteousness.
被他那一点点的度量所充满。
He was full by his own
capacity. 被他一点点的经历和看见所充满。
He was filled by his little experience and his own
seeing. 神就是这样高的意念。
With such a high,
因为他让神所充满的，充满在约伯的里面。
Because God wants the fullness of God to fill, be filled all in all in Job.
当约伯记读到最后的时候
，So at the very end of Job,
约伯被倒空了。
Job was emptied.
他说：“我在芦苇和尘埃中懊悔自己。”
He said that he repented in with gnashes of.
从前他最多能够承受一倍的祝福。
Earlier, he could obtain certain blessings. Now he could receive double blessings.
Oh, 这阔长深高的爱。
Look at the breadth and length and depth and height of this love.
为了什么？
What is all this for?
要让神的丰满充满在我们里面。
Because God wants His fullness.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够不聚会呀。
Therefore, brothers, we cannot not afford not to.
你一个人，你绝对不可能让神的丰满充满在你里面。
By yourself, you cannot have him the fullness of God.
神的丰满只能充满在他的身体的里面。
The fullness of God can only fill all in all his body.
借着阔长深高的爱。
Through the breadth and length and depth and height of his love.
借着和众圣徒这样一同的来明白。
Through the comprehension
of all things. 知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。
Knowing that this love is beyond all comprehension and knowledge.
必叫神的丰满能够充满在我们的中间。
So that the fullness of God who fills all in all can be in our midst.
你看见这样我们能够成就神向着我们的目的。
So that in this way we can fulfill the purpose that God has given us. 你看见
教会就像基督一样了。
So that you see that church is like Christ.
神的荣耀怎样借着基督完全的彰显出来。
Like how Christ can fully manifest the glory of God.
神的荣耀也借着教会这样完全的彰显出来。
Through the church, the glory of God can also be manifested.
直到世世代代永远远。
Through all generations, forever and ever.
弟兄姊妹，这个以弗所书第三章太荣耀了。
Brothers and sisters, the chapter 3 of Ephesians is so glorious.
真的求圣灵把他的启示开启在我们的里面。
May the Holy Spirit reveals himself in us.
让我们今天知道我们为什么活在地上。
So that we know why we're living on this earth.
我们是有目的的一般人。
We are a people of purpose.
我们是有托付的一般人。
We are entrusted with something.
弟兄姊妹，这个目的改变了我们的人生。
And this purpose would change our life.
改变了我们的命运。
And this purpose would change our destiny.
愿圣灵这样来抓住我们。
May the Holy Spirit grab us.
让我们受吸引都进到父的面前。
So that we are drawn and we all come before the Father.
让他使我们的里面的人刚强起来。
So that the inner man will be strengthened with power.
在我们的心思意念里面安家。
So that he can dwell in our wills and emotions and
intellect. 众圣徒一同来明白基督的爱是何等的阔长深高。
So that we can comprehend with all the saints the breadth and length and height and depth of the love of God.
让他在教会里得到荣耀。
So that he would gain the glory in the church.
直到世世代代永永远远。
To all generations forever and ever.
愿神得到荣耀。
May God gain all the glory.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, God, we worship you.
你竟然这样的来提拔我们。
You have so exalted us.
不仅把我们从粪堆和尘土中提拔起来。
You have lifted us from ashes and dust.
竟让我们与王子同坐。
We are seated with princes.
今天还让我们能够在地上成为你自己这样荣耀的彰显。
You allow us to be the manifestations of your glory.
认识来经历基督那测不透的丰富。
So that we can experience and understand the unfathomable riches of Christ.
让天上执政的掌权的现今就得知神百般的智慧。
So that your manifold wisdom can be revealed to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
主啊，愿你的旨意抓住我们。
May your purpose get hold of us.
像你抓住你的仆人保罗一样。
Just like you get hold of your servant Paul.
也像我们也愿意像使徒保罗那样做见证。
We also want to testify as the Apostle Paul.
故此，我们一生都没有违背那从上头而来的意象。
So that we will not be disobedient to the heavenly vision.
愿你在我们身上得荣耀。
May you gain glory in us.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.